We continue with Mishnah Berurah Amud Yom Hilchos Shabbos. We begin at Siman Reish Samach Vav Din Mi Shehichshech Lo Baderech. One who is on the way when Shabbos begins. Sif Aleph Mi Shehaya Ba Baderech V'Kidesh Alav Hayom V'Hayu Imal Maos. One who was walking along and Shabbos started, and he had money with him. V'Yesh Lo Chamaro V'Gam Yesh Imo Yehi Yehudi. He has his donkey with him, and there's a non-Jew with him. Lo Yaniach Kiso Al Chamaro. He should not place his wallet on the donkey. Because you are commanded to ensure that your donkey does not do any work on Shabbos. You should give the wallet to the non-Jew to take it with him, and on Motzei Shabbos you can take it back from the non-Jew. Even if you do not pay the non-Jew for what he is doing for you. And even if you gave it to the non-Jew once it was already Shabbos, so you're clearly benefiting from a malacha which the non-Jew is doing for you on Shabbos, it is still mutter for you to get the item back after Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah explains the heter to give to a non-Jew, even though there is an iser of benefiting from a malacha which a non-Jew does for you. Here the chachamim were meiko because they fear that if they do not allow you to somehow save your money, you are going to be worried about your money and you're going to end up doing a greater iser of you carrying dalan amos rishus rabim, which is an iser d'oraisa. So in order to prevent this, they allowed you to be over on a mir lakum, which is only an iser d'rabanan, and have a non-Jew help you. The Mishnah Berurah adds that if what you are carrying is something very heavy, and you can't just give it to a non-Jew to carry for you, you should be makne before Shabbos. You should be makne your donkey to the non-Jew before Shabbos, or be mafkir your donkey before Shabbos. And then have the masa, have that heavy load, whatever you are bringing on your donkey, and then you won't be over on Shvisas Behemto, because it no longer belongs to you. It either belongs to the goy, or you are mafkir it. And then you just have to ensure that you're not over on Mechamer either, of leading the donkey, because leading a donkey is aser, even if it does not belong to you. So ensure that the non-Jew is the one that leads the donkey. And then it will be mutter for you to get it back from the donkey after Shabbos. The Mechaber continues, Aval imatza metzia, if you found an object, Einu yacholet naleinu Yehudi, alim kimbal yadam bod yom, you cannot give it to the non-Jew, unless you give it to the non-Jew before Shabbos, dehash tahavi kikiso, because then it has a din of your wallet, as you are kone from before Shabbos. But if it's something that you find non-Shabbos, since we do not have the heter of Adam Bahalam Amono, because it does not belong to you, there is no heter to give it to a non-Jew either. If there is no non-Jew with you, so the next option is to place it on your donkey. However, we pointed out that there is an iser of machamer, so what should you do to get around that iser of you leading the donkey along and doing malacha? This iser of machamer only applies if an akira and a hanacha was done by the donkey due to your command. Manicho la'achar sha'akra yad v'regel l'alecha. So therefore, what you should do is, you should place the object on the donkey only after the donkey has done the akira, has picked up its leg in order to walk. So therefore, an akira of malacha will not have been done through your command. As the Mechaber says, de'lav akirahi ukshehi omedes not lohimena. And when it stops, then you should take the object off of the donkey. U'achashetachzer v'tako ragla yanichena. And then when it picks its leg back up to walk, you should place the object back on the donkey. The Mishnah Berurah says that if it is not doing an akira on its own, you are even allowed to nudge it along to get it to do an akira, and then place the object on top of it.